To come back here and play in this beautiful place and of course to tour with the amazing Sam Bean. Just in case this is your first time seeing us, we call ourselves the Secret Sisters and we are from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And thank you. We really are truly sisters. If you could have seen us arguing backstage just now, you would be like, yeah, they're related for sure. I'm older and I may have more gray hairs on my head, but I'm smarter, so.
I deal with this on a daily basis.
It's a little abusive from time to time. But one thing that we enjoy doing together, there's only a few things we really enjoy doing together. But one thing we enjoy doing together is making music. And we just put out our second album a couple months ago. It's exciting. And we're proud of it. Really proud of it. It's called Put Your Needle Down. That is not a drug reference. Believe it or not, we're not into hard drugs. Go figure. So we're going to be playing some songs for y'all from that new record tonight. This next one is one of them. It's called I Cannot Find a Way. To New York State in general, I always feel a presence by this really incredible American songwriter by the name of Bob Dylan. I don't know, it's something about this state. And Bob Dylan is so mythical and almost not real to the two of us. He's just so magnificent, and we've been such big fans of his for a very long time. And so on our most recent record, we had the privilege of being handed a few unfinished Bob Dylan songs, and we were given permission by Mr. Zimmerman to complete one of those songs. That was a very terrifying experience, one that no human being is really worthy of, and certainly not the two of us. But it was a very big honor to complete one of our favorite unfinished Bob Dylan songs, and it is featured on our new record, and we're going to play it for you now. It's called Dirty Lie. That's really creepy, isn't it?
It's really scary.
I really like creepy things. I can't help it. So our next song that we're going to play for you was actually the first single, whatever that means, that we released from our new record. And we put out a video for the record, or this song, what am I talking about? For this particular song, we put out a video in which we performed in a prison, which was very interesting. And just because I don't like to take ourselves very seriously. I always tell people that if you really want to see the two of us look very, very awkward, you should go on YouTube and watch our music videos because it's really funny. We're terribly uncomfortable, terribly so. Like, yeah, very much so. Yeah, we're not made to be actresses, are we? You're kind of better than I am, though. Yeah, kind of. You're like a ham. Yeah, I'm kind of like a turkey or whatever. So we're going to play our awkward song for you. This song's not awkward, it's just a video that accompanies it. This song is about getting tangled up with a person when you ought not to. You'll get a little hard on yourself when you make poor decisions. At least we do. This song is a rowdy little number. Don't get too crazy on us. It's called Rattle My Bones. Try. number for you. We're going to bring it way, way down, way down. And we're going to play for you what is our very first murder ballad that we ever wrote. I know that we don't strike you as the type of girls who would ever write a murder ballad, but we decided when we were making our second record that we needed to kind of grow up a little bit and get a little bit of dirt on our music. And so the best way to grow up musically is to write a murder ballad. I don't know if you knew that or not, but if you're all struggling about growing up musically, just sit down and kill off all your song characters, you'll be good. This song is a story song about a tiny little town in Mississippi. True story, when our grandparents were kids, people in their generation would sneak off to this little town and get married if they were under the age of 18, because you could do it there. It was Mississippi, for crying out loud. and that kind of stuff don't fly in Alabama. Actually, we just marry our relatives. We barely graduate high school. It's real great. No, I love Alabama, don't I? We do. But anyway, our grandparents were married in that nice, sketchy, weird way. And so we decided we wanted to pay tribute to that by writing a song about it. So here's our murder ballad. It's called Iuka.
Take me down to Iuka, Mississippi, for it goes to the sea.
Boy, y'all are so nice. What is today? Oh, and it's Monday. Ooh, you're in a really good mood for a Monday. Probably because you know what's about to happen after we finish our set, huh? You get it? Good things are coming. I want to introduce you to these handsome gentlemen on stage with us. We lovingly have deemed them to be called the Secret Misters. And I wanted to tell you about them really quick. This is Brooks Tipton from Little Rock, Arkansas on keys. That's Michael Insko on bass from Little Rock. Patrick Ryan's our drummer from Tulsa. Jesse Acock on guitar from Tulsa. Do you want to know a secret about the Secret Misters? This is our first tour to ever go on together. This is like our 22nd show. Isn't that a juicy secret? Y'all were expecting something so much better, weren't you? Well, we're going to play another disappointing song, and this song is disappointing in the fact that, you know, sometimes when you have a little bad run-in with somebody romantically, they can ruin it for the rest of their gender. And it makes you just not want anything to do with men because men are terrible. And women are terrible too. We're all just terrible. And so the best thing to do about that is just to write songs about it. And so we did an entire album's worth of songs. And this next one is representative of that mindset. It is called Good Luck, Good Night, Goodbye. Especially when You're waiting for someone as incredible and talented and important as Iron and Wine, and we just really appreciate you all being so kind to us, and we've loved being here with you. You've been wonderful. So thank you all for being a part of this. We want to thank everybody at the marvelous Capitol Theater. They take such good care of us, and we just love coming here and can't wait to come back one day. So thank you, Capitol Theater, for having us. And most of all, we just want to say a very heartfelt thank you to Sam. He's one of our heroes, and he, for some reason, likes to bring us out on the road with him, and it's just a really big honor to share his crowd and his stage with him. So thank you very much, Sam, for being so great. If by chance you are not tired of us, we have a lot of things for sale at the merch table just out those doors. And after we finish this next song, we're going to fix our lipstick because I left a lot of it on this microphone. And then we're going to go hang out at that merch table. So if you're, doing whatever you do out there, do come say hello. If you want to take home a record or 10, we will let you lighten our load a little bit as we make our way back down south. But even if you don't take anything of ours home, we just hope you go home happy because you've made us very happy to be here. So y'all have a really good night. Enjoy the show. Come see us again. We're the Secret Sisters. Thank you.
The Z-Man, The Secret Sisters, Capitol Theater, Portchester, New York, 6/23/2014. SOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4V, Lunatech V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices 722, Row O, Seat 104, 7 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 113 of 2014.